who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
There we go. Now we're back.
Yes, we are.
My name is Foghorn Leghorn. And with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
The lovely and talented Craft Brew Sally. This is Pinball Junk Drawer, Big Show 27. What makes it big? The 26 previously. Ah, wowzers. So, starting off with
excellent.
A laugh. Yes, excellent indeed. So, what do we got on tap for today?
Well, there's a lot of nothing going on in pinball.
Well, there is some stuff going on in pinball.
So, we are going to talk about some place called Haggis Pinball. Okay. Remaking an old Bally machine.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Cutting edge.
Right?
Fresh from the rumor mill meat grinder. Also.
And then more rumors.
Anyway, I wasn't going to name them, but who cares? Before that, though, we actually stumbled upon a pinball machine in the wild. Remember
yes.
that? Now, there's this pizza place here in Greenville, Wisconsin. I don't think it's technically Greenville. Don't care. I live in Greenville, so whatever. It's called Stuck's Pizza. And I could pretty much eat Stuck's Pizza every day until I died, which would be about a week and a half from
that
then.
That is correct.
So, we hadn't been there for quite some time. And then finally, we... Our Saturday night restaurant meal, we drove down and got, and lo and behold, there was a brand new shiny pinball machine in there. What was it?
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4. Her excitement will tell
Someone
you.
Someone was very excited to see Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
Because the last time we played it was at MGC.
MGC.
So you really didn't get to play all that much.
Yeah,
you and sure you couldn't didn't. Hear it really.
Yeah,
and
you sure couldn't.
No.
Yeah, so it was really exciting, and we immediately didn't pick up our food. We were just like, "Well, putting $2 in this thing, because the only way you're gonna support actual like pinball is
put your money in,
put a couple bucks in. That keeps the operators happy. Keeps their. After we played, I made it a point to go over and talk to the owner, and I was like, "Man, when did you get that in?" He told us, and I was like, "Oh, that's really great. We love pinball," and then I had to boast that I didn't make the top, but you did pretty well.
I did. I was
number four. Yes, high score number four out of nowhere. And he was like, what? Because he was like...
Then he told me that I was not allowed to come back.
He was all like... So, yes, I can't do that like how I normally do it. I'll blow the speakers out of the people's ears. That was awesome, though.
Yeah, it was nice.
You know, and I'll tell you what, Craft Brew Sally, she was punking me until my last ball.
I thought he was going to come back and get me.
Because more often than we'd care to share, Craft Brew Sally is staying there watching me have, like, a monster ball that is literally just, like...
Yeah, usually right after I've had a monster ball.
Then 20 minutes later, everyone else is standing in line. It's like, oh, my God, will somebody pull the plug on this guy? Because... I wish I could do those more often than I would even consider like competitive pinball playing, because what you've seen that when I had those, it's sometimes it's kind of remarkable, but sometimes I mean I can't string it together where you have those
like
all
three
the time.
Balls in a row.
Because I was making a comeback because I was feeling I think internally I was feeling a little bit like you know shamed in public because Crapfruit dusted me. She had a monster ball, and I'm like. Oh my God, I look up, I was like, what the hell? It was like 1.4 mil or whatever you had, and then I had like 180,000 or something like that. Well, I came in eighth on the thing, right?
Number eight.
So I ended up with 1.3 or some crap, who cares? It was respectable.
Yeah.
I hate getting like dusted where you like look like you don't know how to play pinball. That's a sad
Yeah, it
affair.
Sucks to be on this side of it, doesn't it?
I've been there.
Huh.
I'm just, and that one time in Sears, you beat me at, oh at what was that street fighter?
That was in like 1990.
It sure was. I don't take getting beat lightly. So anyway, I beat him
one time at Street Fighter in a Sears.
Yes.
And I have never lived that down.
No, and I've never lived it down. I carry the shame to this day. I carry that shame in my heart. But I don't take things too seriously. So we did tell the guy, you know, awesome, it's so great. Mm-hmm. And then he was baffled that Crafter Sally waltzed in out of nowhere and whooped his score, because I don't think he does so well. But awesome, hey, Stucks, yep. Awesome. Whomever is supporting them by putting some pinball machines in there, good, you know. And that's, I think, really at a grassroots, that's the best way to do it, mm-hmm. is to just put a couple bucks in, have fun, play, you know. You don't got to reveal that you're some competitive player. You don't have to do nothing.
No. Nope.
Just play, have fun, laugh, yep. and then walk away, and that's it. You know, and I do make a point of trying to talk it up to the owner. Because mm-hmm. in their head, maybe they're going to be like, well, I'm dedicating this space to this, and they have to see some money. But if they hear people talking about it,
yeah,
that's cool too.
That makes a difference.
It does make a difference, mm-hmm. you know. So that was fun.
Yep.
Now, Toy Story, you liked it a lot at MGC.
I did.
And I was surprised by it because I didn't think I would like it, but I was like, oh, this is a fun game. This is pretty cool.
I didn't like it after my first ball because I had like...
you had a house ball.
Horrible.
It was literally like 50,000 or something. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, but then like...
But I'm still not a fan of like the JJP machines have that like knocker on them.
Oh, yeah, this one had that shaker that was just...
Yeah, it was a shaker, and there's that knocker.
Yeah.
And I don't...
See, I don't know, it's weird.
I don't know.
The shakers, I know a lot of people like them.
Yeah.
And I just, it feels like it's just rattling apart. And I know that's part of the sensory perception thing or whatever, mm-hmm. but I just was like, I don't know. I don't know why that game does get so much hate. It's a kind of a fun game, and it seems like there's a lot of shots.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had that in your basement... you're going to be discovering stuff for quite some time,
yeah.
I believe, you know, with the code updates and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, like, we don't have enough disposable income to get one, but I wouldn't hate having one of those. It's a fun game. I don't know. It's, I don't know. That's all I can say about it. It was...
If we found one in the wild, I would not be opposed to having it either.
Oh, hell no. Why not? It's...
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's something where you do just get really tired of it or something. I don't know what the criticism really is. I think the main criticism was that it went with Toy Story 4.
Yeah, instead of the good three.
Yeah, instead of the good ones. You know, 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, it was wild. It was fun to see, and I was really glad to like have that time just to play and just forget about everything and then have pizza, which was also good.
Yes.
You know, so
Stuck's Pizza and pints.
It's not bad. It is not bad
check
at all.
Check it out if you're in the area.
Check it out, won't you? So, yeah, there is. And now on to, like, some, I guess, news. The biggest thing was that Centaur release. Now, that's, what, Haggis Pinball?
Haggis Pinball.
In Australia.
Yes.
Now they...
And they're calling it Centaur Revisited.
Revisited. Yeah, that's what they did. Remember, they did Fathom. They did a Fathom remake, I think. Fathom, which a lot of people liked. And I guess Centaur is a very popular game. I never felt that way about it, but it's okay to like a pinball machine.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't hate it, but I also didn't like that art, and a lot of people love that art.
Yeah.
So I must be missing something, and that's okay.
No, it's not your bag.
It's not my bag, baby. You know, I was just like, what is this? Is mm-hmm. this like a bad drawing on the side of a 70s van? I don't understand what I'm looking at here.
Well, it was from 1981, so that should give you a little bit of...
Cocaine in a van. Let's make a half pig, half motorcycle man pinball machine. They're like, do it, bad guy. And that's how that came about.
Yep.
But I think it does shoot well, and I think there's probably a lot to it if I'd spent some time on it. I just didn't. I haven't played it a whole lot, you know.
So, have you looked at the Haggis website on the, like, how much this machine is?
No.
Okay.
Because I assumed it was a lie. Like, everything else has just been churning out these rumors. Oh, my God. Goodness. What are you talking about?
I actually went to their website.
So, this is confirmed. Yes. Crafty Sally confirmed.
It is written in my journal.
Cotton idea. Crafty Sally's journal. Confirmed.
They are going to do a total of 300 of these.
Oh, my God. Super limited.
Yes. Super limited.
Oh, my God. Get one from the 80s. Go ahead.
So, the first edition is the Oblivion. Orblivion.
Orblivion?
Orblivion edition.
Okay. Is that named after Orbital Albert from Canada, I'm assuming?
Sure.
Shout out to Orby and his coffee. I haven't gotten any of his coffee yet, but I keep talking about it. So, maybe one day I will. Anyway.
So, that deposit amount on that is $3,000.
And that's all. That's paid in full then, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I kid the world because I cry inside. Go ahead.
So MSRP is 25,000 Australian dollars.
Okay.
Which is about $16,000.
Ooh.
Then shipping.
Yeah.
Would be $1,200 to $1,600 on top of that.
Ooh, and I'm guessing that they're not going to ship to America for free because, you know, they can't, like, I know, like, Stern has a big allotment of stuff. Every one of their runs, a good portion goes to Europe, goes to, like, they have to, there's other countries in this world, you know. So now that these other ones are popping up, there's one in France who's cranking out some games. There's one in China, I think. Maybe not in China anymore. I can't remember where it's from. They don't like Americans, so I don't care about them. But Haggis is making some stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
That's, wow. But it's a limited run of 50. What's that?
50.
50?
The Oblivion is edition 50. Oh my God. 50.
Wow. Okay. And then there's the other one. Beast edition is like
250 units.
Wow. And that's
15,000 Australian dollars is like around 10,000.
10,000. So it's like kind of 10 or 16.5.
Mm-hmm.
Plus shipping.
Plus shipping.
Plus tax.
Yes.
Because that's the other thing that's like a lot of times you forget, oh no, there's tax in there. And there's also a lot of. Boy, that's a lot for a game. I mean, I know they're going to sell out immediately because that's this world we're in.
Yeah.
But. That's a lot of money for that game.
Yeah.
You know. Oof. I don't know. I don't see that. It'll sell out.
Do people like that game that much?
I don't know.
I mean.
Because I know they did some teasers, and people thought it was going to be that 8-Ball Deluxe, maybe.
Oh.
Which would have made sense, because that does have a big following, but there's so many of those out there. Like, I think there's a lot of Centaurs out there, too, though. So maybe people are just like, this is this whole new wave of, like, reimagine stuff and it sells out and then that's it. Because if automatically those super collectors who have incredible amounts of disposable income, well, they're just going to buy it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter to them. And it's like, well, now I have a limited edition. And I don't know. In this current climate, I think a lot of people are falling into the trap that remember a while ago, those jukeboxes were super hot.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was like, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, and they're worthless. Mm-hmm. And people that overpaid now are stuck with these that they don't want nor use, but they can't let it go because current market is like
$200. $1,000 or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember there was a guy, I was at one of those auctions, a super auction down in Florida, and there was a 70s-style jukebox, and I was like, this will be cool. We can clean it up a little bit. And we've been looking for one, but, you know, the owner just kept outbidding me until I just walked because he didn't want to. I was going to get it for like $100, $150, and he couldn't do it. So he literally upbid so it couldn't get sold, and he just paid them money to keep it. So now this pinball machine.
Why would you even put it in the auction,
then? I don't know. That's the part of the auction. You just let it roll, man. Let the dice roll, because that means you couldn't sell it in the free market.
Yeah.
That means you're asking. You think this is worth something, and it ain't worth nothing. You know, I've been there, trust me. And I think that might be what happens to some of the super collectors, but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they're always going to hold their value. It's hard to tell. No one knows, you know.
Nope.
So, yeah, that's interesting. I know what's that. Now, Hexapinball is, they just had like that Space Hunt machine. That's that France. Hexapinball's out of France. I don't know what they're going to do with the American audience. I think they're bringing... I've heard a lot of different people are bringing stuff to Expo. And we're not going to Expo this year, which is...
When is Expo?
I don't know. I don't know. Too close to our November trip, I'll tell you that much. So, you know, that was one I've heard... Like, a lot of people have said it's a cool machine. And once they develop the code, it's going to be really awesome. You know? So that's something. And then the Pinball Adventures did Punny Factory, and they also they also did like an announcement of like other games, like there's like Sushi Mania or something like that. I was like, what are you talking about?
I would love to see that one though. Yeah, I know. Like, hopefully it has like that little like conveyor belt on it.
Like every time I play this, I have to go get sushi. I'm starving for sushi.
Sushi.
It's we live in a world where pinball manufacturers don't have to have any product, and they just start spouting off about all this crap they're gonna make, and you're like, whoa, they're gonna make it. Who knows?
Yep.
And meanwhile, you're like, where's your first machine? You know. It's interesting. I did want to pose a question to you before we go to Craft Brew Sally's Corner.
No, no, we still have other stuff to talk about.
Oh my God, we'll get to it. What are we talking about?
We have to talk about the Masters of the Universe news.
Jeez, you know, you're hearing these rumors. They're not gonna whatever. I read stuff and I was like, well, I thought Stern was gonna do
Venom.
And I was like, so where is this coming from? No, now Stern's going to do Masters. I think everyone's just making stuff up and going with it.
So I looked into this a little bit today while I was, making my show notes.
Because you're like, Masters of the Universe. Right. Like, now, that has a huge following. Yeah. I think a lot of people would buy it, but a lot of people would buy anything. You know,
so this
punny
place,
factory, for God's sake. I don't even know what that means. It's a factory that makes puns. Everyone loves puns, right?
Yep.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So I looked into it, and it on the website of the place that is saying that Stern is putting this out, it says that the new information came from a Pinside member.
Well, that's got to be true.
That was quoted as saying, by the power of Grayskull, Stern has the power.
Okay.
And then a little bit further down in the article, it says that this person that is saying this is legendary for correctly predicting future titles from Stern. So if you predict stuff and it happens, I guess you just keep predicting stuff doesn't happen.
Just throw crap at the wall every single day, and then eventually, well, he's wrong. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
No,
I'd like to predict that we're going to win the lottery.
Yeah, me too. I hope you're very good in your prediction. Then we're going to Masters of the Universe Gold Edition.
Yeah, no. We're going to get that Centaur Revisited.
We are not.
No, probably Toy Story 3.
No, we are not.
4.
Anyway.
Toy Story 4, maybe.
I forbid it. That's just the way it is. Everyone wants to just break the news. You're like, because I don't even think they've confirmed that dumbass Harry Potter really yet.
No, it hasn't been confirmed anyone.
Come on, everyone. Let's.
Has Venom been confirmed?
No.
No.
Supposedly Venom was done like a year and a half ago, but it got bumped for the Bond.
Oh.
So my brain is mush, so I could be making that up, but I'm almost sure.
Well, that's what everyone does. So.
Breaking news!
So you're fine. Venom's done.
Good thing is, no one is held to any accountability whatsoever. None. Not our presidents. Not anybody. It just you just make stuff up, and it doesn't matter. No one has any accountability whatsoever. So yeah, breaking news.
They're in the shipping department.
Jesus Christ. It's the worst. I thought the topic this week was gonna be like, where do you rank like this generation of pinball in like historical views, you know, cause like pinball hit and then it was kind of made illegal. And then as soon as it came out of that, like a lot of stuff started happening. Like they're doing all like these like different inventions to make it like fun, make it, you know, flippers of course, and all these different things. And then you remember like at the end of the 2000s, it was predicted that pinball was going to leave.
Yeah.
You know, it was on its way out. Everyone said it's gone. Hell, that distributor I bought the Wonelli from was like, you ain't going to see pinball anymore. They're like, Jersey Jack's going to go away, or they don't even own anymore. Like, he was saying all that stuff about how dead it was. And he couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah. Then COVID hit.
And, well, you can say it's, I don't know what it is. It's kind of gotten cool again, I think.
Well, a lot of people were stuck in their house for...
Yeah, it's true.
How long were we stuck in the house and we couldn't go out? We couldn't go places.
Yeah,
at least 6 months.
Well, we drove to get
some
the
other places. Yeah, yep.
No, I guess...
True story.
I don't know if it's... I think it's pretty awesome that it's made a comeback. And everyone that's bitching about prices and pricing, how expensive it is, well, bad news bears, this is what we've been begging for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been begging to have... it get popular again so it doesn't go away. And the backlash is, well, goodbye to all the, like, pinball machines
out there. Goodbye to all your money.
And then if you want to, like, because I remember the before times when pinballs weren't worth so much.
Yeah.
Well, bad news for me.
You got a couple of them for a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, super cheap. But that, and I, the bad news is I remember that.
Yeah.
But that's long gone.
That's right.
I won't even ever smell a Dr. Dude for $1,800 again in my lifetime. And that's a Dr. Dude, for God's sake. You know, like, just, it's not like we wanted people to like it again. So that's what happens. All the inventory is now gone. And now everything is market will bear. And it's more and more. No, not the ridiculous money. Yeah, you see these are $80,000. You're like, okay, take it easy. Let's take it easy, everyone. There's not a, you know. I don't care. Elvis's pinball machine is an 80 grand, you know, like it's just, let's, like, there's some wacky stuff out there, but you know, I think it's the backlash. With all the new, like, machines that are coming out and all the code and all these different, like, now there's just makers popping up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say this is probably one of the greatest
times
for pinball.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
If we'll see how long it lasts. That's the other thing. How long is it? What's the longevity of it?
Right.
Because who knows? You know,
we will see.
We will see.
Shall we predict the future of
pinball? No, I'm going to stick with just nonsense. Okay. That's really my wheelhouse. I don't like predicting things. I don't like rumors. Nonsense is really my wheelhouse.
You are correct.
I'm correct. Do you have anything else? Or are you going to Let's do something really good with life, and you're going to talk about beer. What do you got for us this week?
So,
Craft Brew Sally. Hold on. Oh. We got the official. Which official? I never even heard anyone lay in on which one was better. That's because we don't have an email for this show.
All right. Feminine one.
Okay.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out.
The fans have spoken, and we have listened. It's Beer Journal Review with me, Craft Brew Sally. All right. So today we're going to talk about us becoming hop farmers.
I don't recall purchasing overalls, but okay.
They're on the way. The Packers overalls are on the way.
Oh, we did talk about the Packers overalls. Okay.
We're going to get a matching set of the green and yellow striped Packers overalls for our hop farming.
Sure.
So
that'll make them taste more Wisconsin-y.
Yes. So a couple of weeks ago, Foghorn surprised me and ordered some hops for us. We got
Chinook
and Zeus hops.
Yes.
And then when the package arrived from Minnesota, I think, or Michigan.
What was it? It was like Michigan Hops Brewers or something like
that.
Wish I would have known what it was.
Should have been prepared.
I'm not.
But they included a free hop for us. So we have three different kinds of hops. The other one is a tea maker. So we went out and bought pots for them. And
yeah, the trellises, because they're growing. See, we do have a long-term goal for these. We want to put in a pergola, is that right?
Pergola. Yeah.
That's a wooden crap. That if you have a concrete thing, you don't have a roof over your head in on your porch. It's the pergola is the wooden thing that looks like it should be the frame to a roof, but the roof blew off. So that's what that. Because then we're gonna put the hops will grow up on the pergola, and like that's where they'll live, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan anyway. So.
Yeah. So
where are we in our endeavor?
So we planted them, and you know, we were doing a little bit of research about them, and it says sometimes they can grow like 12 inches a day, and we're like, oh geez. So we got the trellises, and they've started to like climb up the trellis. And
yeah, they did it by themselves, which is awesome.
Yeah, they like wrap around the trellis and.
The Chinook went nuts.
Yes.
It got to the top of the trellis, and then it wound back down. Now it's winding back down. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So the thing is, we're going to bring them in for winter, because they do go dormant. And then the vines, of course, would die. So the plan is we're going to have them growing, then we're going to bring them into the garage, and they'll go dormant in the winter. Then we'll have the pergola put up, and then summer, they'll be like at a permanent place. And then they'll just take off because they'll be that much stronger. And then we will just winterize them each year, I guess. In the hopes that we have hops, real hops.
Yes, you know. So then we can start brewing beer again.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, we did it for a long time. So we're officially, now we are officially hops farmers because we have actually, I didn't kill them. They didn't die.
They did not die. All right. Normally we kill everything, so.
Exactly.
Our grass looks dead, so maybe that's...
I like how our grass is dead except for behind where the hops are. Because I go and water those every day, so the water is like running into the yard is like... It hasn't rained for 16 years here. It only snows in Wisconsin. As soon as summer hits, no rain. It's barren desert, and then it snows every day, and then it goes away. So our grass that we paid quite a bit of money for, our yard... it's dormant now because it's been a desert.
Yeah.
Except for right behind where the hops get watered every day. That's very, very luscious. So, yes.
There you go. Very green and very tall.
The yard guy comes and just mows that one little area. It's like 3 feet. Then he leaves. He's like, okay, I'll send you the bill. I'm like, no, don't do that. So,
yeah.
Very exciting news. Mm-hmm. We haven't killed it yet. So maybe we can make a... now, this is twice I'm giving Orby some love on air. Maybe he's going to pay it forward. We'll see. Maybe we can do a trade. Like, we'll trade some of our hops farm. Our
for
hops
some coffee?
For some coffee. You know, maybe we can do a farmer's trade. Like, some hops and a chicken for for a baby goat and some yes. And some coffee. I don't know. We'll see how that works out.
I've always wanted a baby goat.
I think if you do that kind of trading, you have to own a cart. I don't have a cart. And, like, a donkey. I don't know. All right. I think that's going to do it for this week. Anything
more
else?
More nonsense.
That's all I do all day, every day. So, oh, before you go, make sure you're tuning in. We also have a new show that we've been doing. We've been cranking on this one. It's We Suck at Video Games, WIISUCK, the at symbol, video games. If you're finding us on the Poor Man's Network, it's right there with it. And if not, check us out. If you like Wii games, you might enjoy it. We have a comical take on a game a week. So, anything else, Craft Brew?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, that's it for me, too. We hope you've enjoyed show 27. We'll be back next week. I think I'm going to do a Godzilla tune-up day. I'm going to finally install that mountain of all the mods and stuff I have and the art blades.
I think this is like the third or fourth time you've said that.
It is. This is going to be the running gag. It'll never happen. Oh. I was going to do it last weekend, but I detailed my car instead. And if you detail your car in 90-degree weather, that's all you're doing that day. I waxed the Carnuba wax and cleaned it. I was like, I'm going to lay down. I don't feel so good. Car looks shiny, though. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. I am Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
And God willing, we'll see you at Pinball Junk Drawer Show 28.
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.